No one has noticed this yet, but George Dunham is not here this morning. No one's mentioned it or anything like that. His presence on the show is pretty minimal, but we thought that we would call in and see how he's doing today. So go ahead, Tyler. Let's call him up and see if we can get a hold of George. I know he's having massive, massive problems with his contract and his health. George? George?
Hello? Hello?
George, are you there?
Yay.
It's so weird. You apparently have the same phone number as all of our 840 guests as we dialed out. So, It's already starting. All right, we're worried about you, Giorgio, because this is the second day of work that you've missed due to this lingering cough that you've had. And I know that you went to seek medical help, emergency medical help. And what was the results of these tests that you took?
Well, it wasn't emergency. Okay, let's not. I have been to an emergency room in the last couple of weeks, and I thought about that yesterday. I've now missed 3 days of work in 2 weeks. I think I went 20 years and didn't miss 3 days.
I think you're right.
This has been ridiculous here these last couple of weeks. But, I left the show Tuesday. Feeling like I told you guys, I felt worse than I had. You know, this constant cough. At that time, I'd been through two rounds of steroids and been through antibiotics. Nothing was getting rid of this cough that I had, this congestion and wheeze laugh that I have. And so I went Tuesday, and they did another chest X-ray and said, "No, I don't see it in your lungs." Did a COVID test, negative. And then they thought they would do a CAT scan of my chest just to make sure that it's not pneumonia. And got those results, and thankfully it's not pneumonia, because I was really starting to think it was. It's lingered for so long. And I would say the last 3 days I have felt worse than I did the two times that I had COVID. It felt like I've had the flu. And so then I did I always get these letters confused. What the heck is it when you, the PCR test, I did that yesterday, went back and did that to make sure that it's not, COVID, the flu, or RSV, and I'm awaiting those results. That could take a day or two. So
you could possibly have COVID.
I guess I could, yeah, because it's kind of acting like it. You know, I never had a sore throat, but I have had fever the last 3 days. And, it spikes at night, and it's just been miserable. I will say this, I feel a little bit better this morning. I know I coughed a couple times there, but I really haven't coughed, constantly like I have the last 3 days. So.
And you said you had taken a couple different rounds of steroids, and I understand that the only benefit there is that you've been hitting a lot of home runs. Is that right?
I've hit 8 home runs and driven in 32 runs.
That's great.
3 weeks, yeah.
That's awesome.
I'm in a league with my neighborhood kids. It's not high competition.
Right.
It's good to hit taters, no doubt about that.
Now, are you isolating? You all right? Hello. Are you isolating?
The only people who've been around me. Thanks for the natural music. That was funny. The only people that have been around me have been my wife and my dog. And my dog seems to be doing okay. My wife had this, too, for about 4 weeks. And occasionally she will still cough. So I don't know what's going on. It's just it's really frustrating, though. And I hate to miss the show this much. I think I may be able to broadcast at a really high level from home tomorrow. That's my goal.
Well, we're hating that you're going to miss Fight Night, too. Know how much you love Fight Night.
Fight Night? I love Fight Night. I know. I hate that.
He almost sounded like he was crying there. Are you still on that crazy inhaler that makes you act all goofy?
Yeah, I'm on an inhaler. I just think I'm that goofy. I don't think it's really affected me.
There's no causal relationship there?
I don't think so.
I feel like I may have jinxed you because we've enjoyed the wheeze laugh so much that I wanted it to stay.
And yeah, now I'm praying for it.
Now I feel bad about that.
I I've enjoyed it too. It cracks me up. It's been a great, your jokes are that much funnier. You know, you can say something that's really not that funny, but if you laugh like that, it's like you got your own laugh track.
Right. It's been awesome. Well, you take care of yourself, and I'm assuming you'll at least tune in to Fight Night tonight to hear some of the action.
I will, and it'll be about the same because, you know, traditionally I have just kind of a minimal impact on broadcasting, so it's fine.
No, that's not true. You're a very huge part of the little stuff that you do here. All right.
I'm going to make it up to you now.
Okay. All right,
just bring me some ice chips.
No, yeah, I think you're fine. I think the nurse will bring some in here in a moment.
Just lay low and rest up and get better.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Why don't you guys stick around for a little bit?
No, we got to go.
We got to go.
Yeah, we got to go. Just you take care.
Take care.
Oh! You missed.
Uh-oh.
All right, George, see ya.
All right, see ya.
See ya.
All right, there he goes. George Dunham of the Morning Musers.
Convalescing in his hospital bed.
Trying to get better right now at an undisclosed medical facility near his home.